helping a lot of us, us promote by now starting further our education, and I can be used on any shift in any position.
Awesome.
Thank you.
JC Holliday? You said you wanted to wait till the end, so I put you at the end.
Hello, everybody. I'm JC Holliday. First of all, congratulations to you folks for hiring this guy. It's awesome. I work for a larger department here in Pinal County, and our leadership comes nowhere near the leadership this man offers to this department. I've been a firefighter for 12 years now. I'm an instructor at CAC. I teach firefighters, from very brand new firefighters to experienced firefighters. I teach CPR, several courses. A lot of the people that work here were my students. I come to work here in Arizona City as a part-time employee. I absolutely love every minute of it. The pay here is ridiculously low. It couldn't be any worse. But I don't come here for that. I come here because of the guys that I work with, the chief, the opportunities that he offers here. And I tell you what, when you come to work and you walk in, I'm sure everybody here's got a job. You walk in and nobody's upset. People are always smiling. People are always talking positive and trying to do good things. Makes you want to be there. Makes you want to be there. Makes it a lot easier to go to work, especially when you want to work for 24 hours a day. So, more than that, sometimes we come here. But it's always a positive experience when you're here. And Chief is a fireman's fireman. We use words a lot in the fire service: brotherhood, integrity, character. This guy represents every bit of it. Every bit of it. A lot of people say it, and they I might cry. If I cry, you gonna help me out? He is an absolute true leader. He has nothing but the best intentions for everybody who works here and the community. The programs that have been gone, I've only been here a little less than a year now, and just to watch Trunk or Treat, the Christmas program, incredible amount of people that were out there, and everybody's smiling, everybody's having a good time. That's what we're here for. We're not just here to haul people off to the hospital or put your house out. You know, the job's 10 days a month, but when you're a firefighter, you realize it's a lot more than 10 days a month. So when you got a guy like this who's standing around supporting these programs, pushing to make your community better and closer knit, you want that. You need that. You don't want that to go away, honestly. And you have a fire department that has bad leadership, it shows immediately in morale. It shows in performance. It shows in training. All aspects. And unfortunately, it shows in patient care. And that's where you really can't have it. You've got to have good leadership that offers. For those that don't know, he doesn't make a lot of money. This guy doesn't make a lot of money. He works 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I've been on calls 2:30 in the morning, and we show up on scene. I grab the radio, announce Engine 566 on scene. I look up and his truck's sitting there. He's already there. Middle of the night. So thank you for your support for us. Thank you for your support for this guy, for letting him be, you know, here for us. Because that's a big part of it. You know, your wife, your kid, they suffer. They suffer for all that. So I appreciate it, sir. And I appreciate y'all giving me a second to talk. Do I got time left?
No. I gave you everybody else's extras.
I'm just glad we don't have a lot of type A personality. Yeah,
all right, Jeffrey, we're giving you the platform now.
I just could say ditto and walk away.
There you go.
Everybody took everything I was going to say. But I guess it doesn't, hey, Chief, hey, board, how you doing? It doesn't matter. You know, what we say, everything everybody just said is absolutely right. Since I've been here, I work here, I'm going to school right now to be an EMT and a firefighter. I'm doing everything I need to do. And I've been here so much, people think I actually work here. I even have my own locker out there. And the guys that work here, like JC, like he said, when he can work an overtime shift and cash a grand to make three times as much. But he comes here because all the young firefighters like OJ now, who has a family and full-time with benefits, you know, so the chief is, he's starting people's lives, you know, he's changing lives, changing my life. I would much rather be talking to a bunch of high school kids. This is really not my forte, but my loyalty to people who have helped me out goes, you know, brought me here, had to be here. And since I've been here, you know, I've trained with these guys, and I come in on usually Saturdays and Sundays. And who's here to do shift change? The chief, you know. And if you haven't noticed, I'm gifted. I have one hand, so I'm really good at the things I do because I do it with one hand. But the chief, you know, JC brought me in here and said, hey, this dude, I'll put my career on it. This guy can do everything that everybody else does. And the chief didn't say, can you lift this? Can you do that? He said, all right, start training with the guys. So I'm training with the guys. And they always say, you know, people always say, you're only as strong as your weakest link. Okay? There's not a weak link here. From JC to Eglinton to Joel, I can come across one weak link. So with that said, it starts off with your commander-in-chief. Because the weak link is going to get broken and get replaced. But your commander-in-chief was what sets the tone, like JC said. When you come in this place and your chief is grinding with you, you know, when he's out there with you, he's grinding with you, that's a respect that you can't put a price on. The things that he brought to this community, like you know, the Halloween party and everything, you can't put a price on that. But unfortunately, that's what we're here to do, is put a price on what a person does. But you can't put a price on what he does. And just real quick, I'm stumbling. I'm a little nervous. I'm never going to say those guys talk all the time. I can't shut up, you know. But like I said, I think it's just, you know, I live by two simple rules now that I'm, you know, getting older. And one is you treat people the way you want to be treated. I mean, it's so cliche, but it's so simple. You treat people the way you want to be treated, and do what's right. Do what's right. I don't get. I don't know the science behind the political realm is gonna. You know what? You know where you get the money from. You know who deserves it, who's not. The man deserves it. Do what's right, and sleep good at night. You know, but you definitely got a great guy, and he's been fighting for me day one. And you know he's always been there for me. Writes letters for me. And you guys probably had my name come across your desk. So I'm not trying to alienate you, because you're the five most important people in my life right now. But yeah, I mean, you know, my mom, she bought land, and we built her retirement house in Pinal County. And if I went, hey, mom, how about another $20 a year in taxes, you know, for the cheap salary, I'm sure she would do it without batting an eye. And I would, too. So just be fair and do what's right.
Thank you. I'm gonna give you an A+ along with everybody else.
Everybody's speaking from their heart, from what they know, and you can't go wrong that way.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Jose Serrano, is that right?
Yes,
Serrano. Hello, everybody. I don't prepare something because I'm not great in public speaking. First off, I just want to take a few moments to congratulate Chief Enanders for being here. And I acknowledge what he's done with the department since he's been on. I started in March of 2013 with hopes of it someday becoming a full-time firefighter. Most people saw this department as a part-time job and somewhat of as a stepping stone to a bigger career. However, Chief Eaton did not. I've seen nothing but hard work from him to make sure that this department goes in the right direction, and I thank him for making a huge impact on my career. I can now take care of myself and my family doing what I love to do the most.
Thank you. Denise Rogers. I'll say your full name. Principal Denise Rogers.
Denise Rogers, Principal of Arizona City Elementary School. Before the school year started, Chief Heaton, and I also live right here in Arizona City, right on the lake by the pump. In the cactus house, everybody knows where the cactus house is. So I fully support Chief as being a resident of the city. And before this school year started, Chief asked to meet with me. We sat down and he wanted to know, how can we partner with you? I was just so pleased that we had that conversation. Chief has been involved. If the Chief and the crew come every month for our fire drills, just to see how we're doing, give us feedback. they come once a quarter for academic night. The first academic night, she presented fire safety and had my dog there, and there was a little bit of solidarity.
I lost.
I didn't know this bulldog. Anyway, he's a little bit about that. But so Chief and his crew will come to the school for the safety issues. Will come to the school to read with kids, and have also supported with fundraisers. For our sports program, had a car wash right here, and I brought my truck in, and I was a little bit late, and I was saying, "No, not at all." And not only did see the kids are trying to raise money, but here's the crew getting right out there, and my truck was the cleanest it's been since I drove off with it. I was very impressed, but I'm impressed with Chief. He has the best interest in this community. And we'll throw around and toss around ideas, and he's always on board. And we're you know, this first year, we've partnered in a lot of things, and there's more to come. You know, we sit down and we talk, and we'll email. We have sit-down conversations. And so I appreciate Chief Heaton, his support of my school, his support of his community, and I would like to see you around for years to come.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Dean, you're up now.
No, I am, Tim.
We say the best for last. Right?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm doing fun. I just want to say, when you guys hired this chief, you brought him in, you wanted the experience, you got it. You wanted the degree, you got it. You want him to be an EMT, a run caller, you've got that. He excelled in so many ways, not only with the community, with his department. He has really helped it. I was on here for 29 years. This is the best I've ever seen this department with the personnel he has. Time to give him a raise. And I said a raise. You look around the community, captains working 10, 11 days a month are making way far more than his chief, our own chief. And that's disgusting. The guy showed you what he could do. He came on this community, he took that pay, and he showed you what he could do, and now it's time to show him. Okay? When you got chiefs making way more, and they got command staffs underneath him, he has nobody. And when they said he's down here 7 days a week, he's down here. I've known him. I've been down here working on that old truck. He's always here. He always gives me some advice, but I'm a little bit. I think it's time to step up the plate and help this guy out.
Thank you, Dean.
I didn't fill out a yellow sheet, but I'd like to say something.
Okay, I need you to fill out a yellow sheet. You can bring it to me.
And a minute?
In 1 minute?
All right, Star, I'll be nice to you.
All right.
I think I have one ahead of you, just so you know.
Yep, you have one ahead of you. I'll let her fill that out. And then Gary, you. As soon as she fills out this card, Gary Kuhn?
Right here. This young lady wants to talk ahead of me. Let her go ahead.
Okay.
I just thought that he was the last one, so.
No worries.
No, he thought he was, though. When he turned in his card, I told him he wasn't going to be allowed to speak, so. Okay.
Don't try and pronounce it, just call me Star.
Okay, Star, you can go ahead and speak then.
Okay, so my name is Star Lewis. I moved to Arizona City back in July, and I actually have dual powers as a neighbor. And the first thing that I ever did in the community, she was like, "Hey, we're having a spaghetti dinner, you want to come volunteer?" I said, "Absolutely." I have since volunteered, other than I believe one time when I was sick or my daughter was sick, for every event since I've been here. I have never been here and not seen this man in full capacity, helping. If he had to roll his sleeves up and do something, taking the trash out, putting the Christmas lights up, whatever it is, he's there. I've seen him help the community. I've seen him help go way beyond the scope of his duties. I've been married to a firefighter, and he was a firefighter for 25 years.